It says in verse 3, he shall send from heaven and save me. So he believes that. He says, look, God is going to bail me out. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. What does it mean, reproach? Reproach. Well, if you look at how this is used in the Bible, for example, it's famously said of Jesus, when Jesus is on the cross, that he's being reproached. He's a reproach. Basically, it's something that's shameful, where people would talk bad about you, put you down. That's what it means to reproach someone, to basically criticize them, attack them, tear them down. Jesus, when he's on the cross, it says, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fell on me. You know, Jesus has taken the rap for everybody's sins when he's on the cross. And so it says, he shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. So the enemies that are trying to swallow him up, it's not just a physical fight. Because we often read in the book of Psalms about physical battles, because we know David's a warrior and he's out there fighting against the Philistines and other enemies. But in this passage, and we saw it in the last few Psalms as well, in Psalm 56 and Psalm 55, it's a propaganda war that he's dealing with as well. And so these people who want to swallow him up, their weapon that they're attacking him with is reproach. They're reproaching him. They're verbally attacking him. Look at verse number 4, and I'll show you what I mean. It says, my soul is among lions, and I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Notice how their tongue is a sharp sword. And even when it talks about the people being set on fire, that kind of recalls James chapter 3 when it talks about the tongue being set on fire of hell. The tongue is a world of iniquity, set on fire of hell. These people are set on fire. Their tongue is like a sword, and they're there to devour him.